Grand Slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Welcome to a Blessed to Play Collegiate Spotlight Show. My guest today is Trayson True. He's a cross-country runner and also a track and field athlete at Kansas University right there in Lawrence, running at the D1 level. We'll talk about his running career and also what makes him the collegiate athlete that he is today, where he sets his foundation in his everyday life. Trayson, so great to have you on. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so running. At some point along your journey here, you had to really have a passion for it, and I know kids early on are introduced to many sports. And so tell us about your athletic background growing up and how running came to the forefront.
Yeah, so my family just kind of threw us into every sport that we could. So soccer, baseball, basketball, played football 1 year. But running kind of came from, my dad was a coach for the track team. So from a young age, we were always at practice out there running with the team. Every year we'd go to the state track meet. I don't know time since I've been alive that I haven't been at the state track meet. And then later, my older brother was a pretty successful track runner. And seeing all that, I got into running at a pretty young age. And just, I saw some success and, you know, that feeling of thriving at a sport. I mean, it really sticks out. So just the drive and seeing my brother succeed, it really, really motivated me to continue running. And when I saw him go to college, that really like spurred that. Like, okay, I want to keep digging down and getting better at running to the point that I can get to that D1 level that he did.
Yeah, and running is it's an individual sport. I mean, there is a team environment, obviously, but it's made up of individual performances. And you have to motivate yourself along the way. Did you learn that early on, how to motivate yourself and maybe how to attain that new PR?
So, it's, you know, running during the summer, not the funnest time as of like right now. It's 90 degrees to 100 degrees each day. So it's getting up early, running at later times. I mean, getting to bed early. But the big thing that motivated me was, I'd get beat by some kid and, just that thought in the back of my mind that like, if I'm not doing stuff today, that kid's getting better. I'm not, that always drove me to getting better. So like the next time that I see that athlete, I'm chasing after him and hopefully winning. So, it came pretty easy to me knowing that, like, I knew what needed to be done to get to that level. But executing it, going to bed early, eating right, maybe not hanging out with my friends as late as they usually do, so I can get to sleep earlier, all that stuff. I've kind of adapted and got to the point where like I knew what I needed to do to get to that next level.
Yeah, the sacrifices are key. And a lot of people, when they see an athlete performing, no matter what the sport is, there's a lot of sacrifice that goes into attaining your optimal level of performance, whether it be nutrition, fitness, getting good sleep, all that good stuff. I wanted to ask you about your high school career, because I think when you're performing well in high school, then the thought of performing at the next level comes to mind. When in your high school career did you realize that you had the talent to perhaps perform at the Division I level?
Well, early on in my high school career, I came in with a lot of confidence. I moved to a new school that my older brother wasn't running at. It was a bigger school. I kind of got popped in the mouth pretty quick my freshman year, and it humbled me quite a bit knowing that I wasn't even the best on the team that year, barely made it to state cross country. And then that really set me up for my sophomore year. Going into that, I was like, I'm not the best. So like, what am I need to do to get to that point? Sophomore year was a decent year. I had some ups and downs, got sick during the state cross country meets. I didn't even get to compete there. And then junior year was really when it all started. went to a meet in Missouri and had a huge PR, finally broke 16 minutes back in the time when breaking 16 minutes was kind of big in Kansas. And now it's, if you're not breaking 16, then you're not really the best. And then after that, the guys that beat me at that meet in Missouri came back to Rimrock race there, and I beat everybody and got third. And that's kind of when coaches started reaching out, and that's when I kind of saw the spur of a lot of coaches noticing what I did. And then that was COVID year, so I didn't really get an outdoor season. And so that's when I put my head down and just kept on grinding. And then senior year, I came out hot cross country, and, you know, I had my sights set on a state championship, had some unfortunate events, happen with some sickness and stuff like that senior year, where kind of hindered my ability. Yeah. But it was really junior senior year when it all kind of started speeding up.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting today with Trayson True. He's a cross-country runner and also a track athlete at the University of Kansas, the Jayhawks. And let's talk about you're in Kansas, born and bred, if you will. And so obviously the University of Kansas had to be at the forefront of your mind. And I know there's other institutions who wanted you to come on board to run for them, but tell us about that decision-making process and how ultimately you chose to go to Lawrence and run for the Jayhawks.
Yeah. So when I was getting recruited, COVID was started up. So I had a few visits lined up to a couple other universities, and didn't get to go on those visits. So I didn't really get to see and talk to the team and all that stuff. And my brother ran at KU. So I knew the team quite well, and I went on an unofficial visit before all COVID started. And I know the team quite well, and I knew the coach and close to home, because I have a younger brother and he runs as well. So we were really close with each other. So KU was kind of the obvious choice, because I always wanted to run with my older brother. I knew the guys. Education there was great, close to home. So I mean, it all just kind of lined up and worked out, and I was able to sign pretty early into my senior year and get that spot. So I mean, when that was offered to me, I jumped on it.
Well, let's talk about your freshman year. You know, you're going to Lawrence, you're leaving home, you're independent, and you did quite well, actually. In fact, in the 2022 indoor, you won the men's 3000 meters in your KU debut at the Bob Timmons Challenge. And you did well in outdoor, and then you had the cross-country component as well. So I want to break this down. First of all, talk about your cross-country running, and tell us what's your favorite discipline out of all of these, and also how do you fare at the cross-country level, the D1?
So cross-country, it's a lot different than high school cross-country. You get there, and everybody's just fast. So, I mean, you make a move, you got 150 people that can cover that move. So, you know, you go out there and you put yourself in the mix, and you just hope you can hold on. I mean, you move up another 3K during the regular season, another 5K during postseason. So yeah, cross country is a different beast. And then freshman year, moving up to that higher distance, you got to learn to adapt to that higher mileage, getting your legs ready, that higher mileage. But then also going to school and making sure that your nutrition is right. I mean, my biggest struggle was keeping weight. I wasn't eating enough calories. I wasn't eating enough healthy calories. I was eating a lot of empty calories, just trying to get stuff in. So that was a big setback, trying to figure all that out while taking 15 credit hours and still eating, working out at 5:45 in the morning and going about my day. But between all three sports, I run the steeplechase, the 3K steeplechase outdoors. And that's probably my favorite. You're running in circles, but you got a couple barriers in the way. You got a water jump and all that. So, I really enjoy doing that. It takes a little more of a toll on your body, than most people would think, than just like a normal, like 5K or 10K. I mean, you're coming down a lot harder. It takes a lot more toll on the body, but I like doing that because it pushes me to a different limit than just normal running.
Let's talk about the competition against the other schools in the Big 12. I mean, when you're running in a cross country meet, obviously you're running, your teammates are running, but you're also running side by side with other schools, university runners. Is there more of a competitive environment cross country than the indoor-outdoor events?
Yeah, I'd say so. Cross country in the Big 12 is pretty loaded. You got Oklahoma State that just won nationals last year. You got Iowa State that had multiple podium finishes, Texas as well, and even us bringing in Colorado next year. You know, it's people say it's an individual sport, but it's just as much of a team sport when it comes to cross country, just because you got to put five people to score. If you don't have that fifth runner, you run 7 to 10 people a race. So, I mean, you have people that need to step up when something goes wrong. And it's competitive. I mean, you get to that D1 level and you're traveling with that team 1 week, but you have an off week and someone has a good week. They could take your spot, mm-hmm. which is, I like that part a lot about college running now, is it pushes you to be better. It's not you're the best on the team. I mean, 1 week you're number one could be your number four the following week. But it just depends. And during cross country, you really got to work together with that team and know where you need to be and know who you need to help. And, I mean, it's a lot different than that track.
And about the coaching and also your teammates, you know, in other sports, the coaches sometimes in the player's face, they're trying to get the most out of the player. They're challenging the player. Does that happen with track and field and cross country as well, where the coaches are challenging you each step of the way, or does it come more from your teammates challenging you by their performance?
You get it on both sides. The coach has a goal for you that season. We sit down with him each year and we set out the goals that we want to accomplish. And, he holds that above our heads and make sure that mm-hmm. we are reaching that. So when it comes to practice and, you know, we're not achieving the expectation that he has, he's going to let us know. He's going to sit us down and talk to us and figure out if we're not feeling right, if we're not eating right, we're going to get to the bottom of it that way. But then during practice, it's a lot of the teammates that are really going to push you. If you're falling off the pack in a workout, they're going to let you know. They're going to help you back up to the pack and connect you. If it's a hot day or something, we're going to work together and we're going to get through that workout. And then at the very end, you know, that last rep or something, we like to compete. And so we'll run it probably a little too fast sometimes. And, we'll have a little banter at the end of it. And it's always competitive and it's always fun to run with the teammates.
Now, I know you're midway through your college career, but is there a performance that sticks out in your mind to this day that is the best for you?
Down at LSU, let's see, last year, I guess my redshirt freshman year was one of my first outdoor races. It wasn't as much as like time or competitiveness. It was just, we were down at LSU, which is really cool. And I broke the meet record, which it wasn't a very good meet record, but I broke it. And the thing that stuck out with me is just how well I closed. I was able to close in a pretty quick time. And just seeing that development, that I never really had that closing speed in high school. And then just the development to my redshirt freshman year, seeing that I was able to close. It really opened up my eyes in a lot of ways that my coach has been able to work with me to get me to the point that I'm a full, well-rounded athlete.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we'll talk more with Trayson True, cross-country athlete, also a track athlete at Kansas University right there in Lawrence, when Blessed to Play returns right after this.
On the next Beacon of Truth, spiritual direction and life coaching, plus soulful Psalm 17.
I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and I invite you to join me for Beacon of Truth.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Trayson True, and he's a cross-country runner. Also, a track athlete, competes for the University of Kansas in the Big 12 in Lawrence, Kansas. He actually grew up in that state, so it's good that he stayed home and to run for the Jayhawks, and he talked about his running career. And I want to talk about something that's very important to Trayson, and that is his faith life. And Trayson, you came from a large Catholic family, so the Catholic faith was obviously taught to you early on, but just talk about being raised as a Catholic by your parents in Emporia?
So yeah, there's a, you know, it's kind of just went through the motions of being a Catholic child. You listen to your parents, you went to church on Sundays. You had your ideals that your parents raised you. But I might not have been the most, involved Catholic. My parents made sure we went to CCD most Wednesdays and, mm-hmm. Were involved that way. I was confirmed and, had my first communion and all that and was baptized. And so I went through the motions of being a Catholic and, was raised with with how a Catholic was supposed to act and, treat people. And, I owe a lot of how I turned out to my parents and, owe a lot to my Catholic faith from them.
So you were raised with Catholic guts, so to speak, but then you go to the University of Kansas, and I talk with college athletes about this all the time. It's that first sense of independence where, you know, mom and dad aren't there with you, and, you know, you're on your own, basically, in a college environment, and there's all sorts of stuff being, you're in a secular institution as well, so all sorts of stuff is being thrown at you. And also you have to be very disciplined on the academic side, but also the athletic side. But there is a place on the University of Kansas campus called the St. Lawrence Center, which is kind of a beacon of a place where students could go to get spiritually nourished. It's a Catholic environment, church as well. Talk about, you know, leaving home, going to KU, but ultimately tapping into that resource at the St. Lawrence Center.
So, yeah, so I knew about St. Lawrence. It was actually right across the street from my dorm my freshman year. So it was very accessible, so I was able to go there and pray. Did I do as much as I probably should have my freshman year? No. I knew that that's where I needed to go to church on Sundays, and that's the people that I need to be around. But getting plugged in there, it really started second semester of my freshman year. I met a guy on the team, and he plugged me in with one of the Focus missionaries there, drove me to the Bible study that he wasn't even a part of, but didn't tell me that part. Stayed there for a Bible study, came a couple times to make sure I was going and got plugged in with the people. And, since then, it's just grown, meeting new people, getting discipled by, another missionary, co-hosting a Bible study, during the summer, during the school year. And I'm just getting more and more people involved, throughout the year.
How important is that to have some of your teammates, but also having that community to be, you know, something that's encouraging to you as a student athlete at KU?
It helps out tremendously. So, I mean, like when you're out and about in college, I mean, having other people understand your priorities and knowing that, like, you have other obligations that you need to go to that are higher priority than maybe going out on a weekend or something. I mean, that plays a big role in, how your life is shaped and in your college, days. We also had we have a great priest at St. Lawrence. I actually just got relocated, but his name was Father Mitchell, and he was very involved with the athletes and would show up to our meets. And, mm-hmm. You felt his support, you felt his support spiritually and, athletically. And that was a big part of getting plugged in and learning my faith.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer chatting today with Trayson True. He's a track and cross country athlete at Kansas University, runs for the Jayhawks. And listen, when you're going through the spiritual life, there's always going to be ups and downs, and because life just brings those naturally. And for an athlete, injury surfaces once in a while. And I know you had a back injury that sidelined you, and you had to deal with that and getting healed. How much does your faith help you to deal with adversity, not only on the athletic side, but just in life in general?
You know, like you said, you have your ups and downs. You get tested quite a bit, and trust is a big thing. Trusting in God and knowing that He has a plan for you. Not all the time did I understand that. I would struggle a lot thinking why me, why now, right at the peak of when I was performing well. But then a lot of other things went well. And, I met a girl, and she was introduced into my life, and she taught me a lot about how to live a good Catholic faith. 'Cause I had a lot more time on my hands. She taught me how to pray better, how to live that life a lot better. And so, you know, when one door was closed, another door opened, and, you know, I was able to learn how to trust a lot more, and the unfortunate events turned into a lot better circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Well, there might be some young people listening to this show, and I think there's kind of a stereotype when you go to school, you kind of, you know, you just, you lose your sense of everything and just have a good time, right? I mean, there's a certain discipline, you have to go to class and all that, but, you know, the college stereotype does have just that. But talk about the benefits of being disciplined. I'm sure you have a great time as well, but just talk about living a disciplined life during your college years.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm a guy that goes to bed really early. If you ask any of my friends, I'm the first one to go home and go to bed, and but I wake up the earliest too. So that keeps me out of trouble. And you know, my freshman year, like you said, I had probably a little too much fun my freshman year. But when I found that out and started getting plugged in, I understood that that's not what life is. Mm-hmm. I understood that there's more to it, and there's a better way to live it. And so, when I paired that up with the discipline of, you know, I don't need to be out with the guys if they're deciding to do that, or I don't need to be around this crowd. I have a better group at St. Lawrence. I've been plugged in with better people that I can hang out with that make better choices. That's been a big part of like the discipline side of it is, you know, I got a great community to be around, and, making those right decisions, to be with the right people.
And I remember when I played college sports, when you come in as a freshman, you tend to be wide eyed and you're looking at the example of those who are older than you, or, you know, perhaps, have been with the team longer, and also the way they live their life as well. And I know I had questions for a number of my teammates who lived a life that, let's just put it, was different than everyone else. Do you get questions from those freshmen that come on board the track team and get to know you and see that you're leading a little different life than the normal college student, perhaps?
Yeah, we have a very... we have a lot of religious people on the team. They might not all be Catholic, but we have a lot of Christians. And we're all open to understand each other's religion. And like, we know that we have one goal in life, and that's, to make it to heaven. And the freshmen come on and they see the team that we are. They do ask questions about why we do the things we do. And, I know my freshman year, on the flip side, when I saw the seniors and the graduates doing what they were doing, you know, I kind of followed their example, which weren't the best examples. So when someone comes in and we see these freshmen, we try to upperclassmen, we try to push them in the right direction. And if they have questions, we're there for them. And if they need anything, that we're there for them. And, because I mean, that freshman year, I mean, like you said, we're on our own. You're independent. You make your choices now. Mm-hmm. And it can be tough, especially with the amount of stress that you're dealing with college athletics.
It's a Blessed to Play Collegiate Spotlight Show. We're featuring Trayson True, a track and cross country athlete at Kansas University. All right, Trayson, I want to find out what you do on your downtime. You're doing a lot of running. We know that. And even this summer, you're doing a lot of running, but just to get away and, some of those things that you just enjoy apart from being a student at KU and also running as well.
Yeah, I like golfing. I golf quite a bit. Between my internship that I do this summer, they take me out quite a bit on the weekends when I have downtime. And then I like to disc golf too. That's another thing. I just like to be outdoors. So fishing and, going on some walks and hikes and, just being outdoor. And then now with that new college football game, I've probably put a little too much time into that recently. But I mean, I'm an active guy. I don't like to sit around. So you know, if you see me doing something, it's probably outdoors, being active.
Well, tell us about your major and what you hope to do when you graduate from Kansas.
Yeah, so I major in mechanical engineering as well as finance. I plan on going to graduate school and getting an MBA as well. And I hope to, I like, mechanical contracting, is what I'm doing this summer. And I really enjoy that type of stuff in the HVAC, realm or the construction management type realm. So, I mean, I really like to get into that, and the internship that I'm working in this summer has really, jump-started that career that I'm hoping to, expand, when I graduate.
So you're a distance runner. So when you graduate and you're in the workforce, are you going to be doing 26.2s, quite a bit?
I don't, depending on how my body holds up, we'll see, see if the running keeps going. I think we have a gravel race in Emporia that's called the, Unbound Gravel. And, seeing that happen year after year, I've always had an urge to compete in that. And so I think I might take up some gravel riding, after post-collegiate, maybe some triathlons. I don't know if I want to step into the marathon. That doesn't sound too appealing to me, but, definitely going to stay active.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Trayson True has been our guest, doing a great job running for the Jayhawks, but also bringing his faith with him along the way, and really impacting the lives of his teammates and those students around him by his example. Trayson, thanks so much. I do appreciate the time. Best wishes this upcoming season, and with all your track endeavors and also academically as well. And thank you for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
Yep, thank you.
Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play.com. You can like us on Facebook. Hit us up on Twitter at Blessed to Play. For Trayson True, I'm Ron Meyer. We'll catch you next time right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.